are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. He's also dean of the Liberty University Law School. We've asked him to join us today to offer his thoughts as the California Supreme Court considers the constitutionality of Proposition 8, the ballot initiative that passed back in November, returning the definition of marriage in California to the traditional one of one man and one woman. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
I remember speaking with you the day after the election, and we have obviously learned at that point that the measure had passed. And I asked you if you believed that this would stand up in court. Obviously, we expected a court challenge to come. How do you feel about the arguments going into today?
I still feel that it'll stand up in court. I think that it's fairly clear that this is an amendment, not a revision. A revision, by its very nature, is something that affects multiple sections of the Constitution. In fact, it would be, for example, amendment to the taxing code, as well as to the civil rights code, or to the government structure, all of those happening at one time. Because of that, you need the extra protection of the legislative body to look at it and then pass it on to the people for an up or down vote. But this is a 14-word, single-sentence, one-topic issue, and it's returning marriage to the union of one man and one woman like it's historically been. So it's clearly an amendment, not a revision. I think the court will ultimately, at the end of the day, uphold Proposition 8 as a valid amendment to the Constitution.
This is the same court, of course, that you argued in front of the first time, and they ultimately decided 4-3 against the traditional definition of marriage. How much additional weight does this vote carry in this argument before the court?
Well, I think it carries a lot of weight. Obviously, what we're dealing with is the California Supreme Court. I think when they ruled 4-3 last May of 2008, they were wrong, and they were clearly out of step with all of the other many courts that have upheld marriage in the other states, including in their own state. But this is the California Supreme Court, so you can never hold your breath. You can never just simply understand that they're going to do the right thing. We're just going to have to wait and see. But at the end of the day, this issue is so crystal clear that they should not, could not, under any stretch of the imagination, except by just judicial fiat, which is what they did last year, find that this is a revision and strike it down. If they were to do so, it would really upset the entire structure of government, because they would take away the right of the people to have a voice in amending their own constitution. In fact, they've had controversial issues before where the California Supreme Court, for example, struck down the death penalty, and a justice got recalled as a result of that, and then the people amended the Constitution and overturned the California Supreme Court. So this isn't the first time they've had controversial issues where the people have disagreed with the court and set the record back through the constitutional amendment, and it shouldn't be the last time. The people have a right to say what they want to have happen in their structure of government, and clearly they have a right to restore marriage as the historic definition of one man and one woman.
Matt, just the fact that the initiative got on the ballot, is there a constitutional clarification before it even is allowed to proceed to the voters?
Well, there are certain procedures that have to happen before it even goes to the voters. You obviously have to get enough signatures. They have to be verified as individuals who are registered and eligible to vote in California. And then there is a discussion that is put forth with regards to the definition and the meaning of this particular amendment, and the state gets involved in doing that part. And that all happened, and the people voted, and they overwhelmingly supported marriage as one man and one woman. A majority of them chose to restore the definition, as they did back in 2000 when they passed not an amendment to the Constitution, but like a super statute in 2000, and that was Proposition 22. So they've done it not once, they've done it twice, and this time they amended the Constitution. The Constitution is above these justices, and the people have a right to say what their Constitution means.
The equality argument is what we're likely to hear from those in favor of repealing Proposition 8. It was pretty much the argument we heard from the four justices last year. What is the counter to that argument?
Well, certainly what we're looking at is marriage. What they're looking at is something that is not marriage. They're looking at two people joining together. That has never been defined or understood as marriage. So they're looking at something that is completely ahistorical, completely against precedent, completely against common sense, and certainly something that is very unique in history. So the issue of equality has to be understood as, what is it that they're looking for? Do you argue equality for same-sex couples and then for polygamous couples? Can you marry your brother and sister? Can you marry your mom or your dad? No, you've never been able to do that, and for good reasons. Marriage has a specific understanding. It has a meaning of one man and one woman. You can't marry your mom, you can't marry your dad, even if there is a one man and one woman in that situation. So it has a specific understanding. And this idea that whatever kind of human relationship you want to get into, all of a sudden you have a constitutional right for it, and it's an inequality not to be able to have that relationship is absolutely absurd, and we've never accepted that kind of argument or reasoning.
Matt, how long before we likely hear a decision from the court?
We should hear a decision within 90 days. That's the rule in California. Within 90 days of the oral argument, the court will hand down its decision. So sometime between now and the next 3 months.
And finally, before we let you go, you mentioned the impact if the judges were to reverse the will of the people in this case. What if they validate it? What's the impact of that?
Well, if they validate it, it certainly affirms the structure of government in all 50 states, and that is the people have the power to be able to amend their constitution. And it certainly reaffirms the family and the definition of marriage. I think it's for the best of California citizens and for their families. And I think, notwithstanding, we're going to continue to have this battle in California, but I think the people, every time they get a chance to vote, every time they get a chance to voice their view, they always choose marriage as one man and one woman. It's best for children. It's the bedrock of our society.
Matt, unfortunately, that'll need to be the last word. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University Law School, and he argued this case before the California Supreme Court last year prior to the court's decision to change the definition of marriage, which then sparked the statewide debate over Proposition 8. When we come back on Dateline Washington, our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events. Stay with us.